Good morning, 8:37 here on KGGF. As we continue throughout a Thursday, it is time for our update from Denise York with Coffeeville's Reawakening. Good morning, Denise. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. Morning, James.
Good morning.
How are you
good
doing?
Good morning. So we got a few updates to get into, and then we got a special guest in studio. So what do we have?
We do. So I was just going to run through real quick.
Yeah.
The Midland, we've got construction on the front of house is starting to wind down. I mean, it's getting really exciting. We're getting ready to pick the paint colors and the carpeting and everything that goes in. So look forward to that within the next month. And our fundraising committee, I mean, they're out there gathering up money for the auditorium part of it. And we're applying for a few grants, too. So hopefully we can move on from the front of house and go to the backstage and the auditorium. Then we'll be done.
Great.
Goal of 2028 is when we would dead end, have it done then by the 100th birthday. So,
cool.
And then I wanted to update on the neighborhood, the volunteer days, work days that they're going to have to get the gardens all tidied up and the monarch, work on the monarch butterfly station. They still need two wheelbarrows and three shovels, and willing to take it on loan if anybody, you know, has some to spare for. They need it from March 19th, and we'll return it on the 21st.
Excellent.
And then I wanted to remind everybody, CACF, Coffeeville Area Community Foundation, grant cycle is up Friday. So get your applications in. Go on the, I think it's coffeevillefoundation.org website. Right on the front page, it says, you know, grants, and you can apply. And so any 501c3 in the area, you know, might as well ask for some money for some of your needs, a sign for the radio transmitter or whatever
yeah,
it's going to be.
Yeah, we're working on it. We're working on it. Keep in mind, I'm all for it. Big neon, red neon letters.
Yep.
So we got to have.
So I need to get you that name
for
the company. But yeah, I brought Chuck McFate with me today because I wanted to talk about the bingo night. That's tonight. So
yeah.
He's got a lot more information on Cedar Bluff Camp.
Absolutely. So we've seen the signs around town and that sort of thing. So, sir, you want to fill us in on what's going on?
Okay. I am Chuck McFate, and I am here representing Cedar Bluff Camp. I'm on the board out there. And we do have our bingo night coming up tonight at 6 o'clock. It's $10 a card to come out and play bingo. We will have a concession stand, which we always have popcorn, candy bars, soda, and water. But tonight we also will have chili, which, given the weather we have now, chili sounds kind of good to me.
Oh, yeah.
We hope people will come out and enjoy their bingo night, see what's happening at the camp, because the bingo is one of the things that helps us to spruce up the camp, to get it more user-friendly, if you will. And we are in preparation for our 100th anniversary celebration, which is coming up June 17th.
That is really great. That is awesome. I'm sure a lot of cool stuff to gear up for. Now, for maybe folks who might not be familiar, do you want to go in just maybe a little bit of history of Cedar Bluff Camp? You know, how it started and what you have offerings as far as the camp goes?
Well, Cedar Bluff Camp was started by the Rotary back in the 1920s. And it is a private nonprofit corporation that owns it now. The Rotary still is actively involved, and they maintain the main lodge. And there are some other buildings, the Lions Clubs, our Daylight Defenders Lions Club, and our Coffeeville Lions Club maintain a dormitory building out there. Over the years, various community organizations have been involved, but the use of the camp has changed pretty dramatically from what it was 50 or 60 years ago, whereas then it was primarily organizations that came for camp, you know, 4-H, Scouts, church youth groups, and so forth. Now it's more inclined to be the site for class reunions, wedding receptions, family reunions and get-togethers and so forth. And we're trying to make the camp more accommodating for those types of activities.
Sure. And I believe that the South Coffeyville, the high school is going to have prom out there, I believe, something I'd heard. So
that could be. I'm not up to date on that.
Sure. But yeah, so the other organizations, yeah, there's always some creative uses for that sort of thing.
Definitely. And people can always call and find out if it's available come out.
Yeah, yeah. What facilities do you have at the camp?
Well, there is the main lodge, which has tables and chairs. It has a big wood-burning fireplace at one end. It is heated and cooled. It underwent renovation here a few years ago, and what was previously a screened-in porch has been incorporated into the building. We took out a wall, and so that's all one big area now, and it's made it easier to have larger group functions. And if you come out to see the bingo, you'll see that it's being put to use. One of the goals that we have in the future is to renovate the kitchen. I can remember when it was renovated before, but that was a long time ago, and it needs it again, and that's a substantial project. But anything that we can do like that makes it more accommodating to groups that want to use it.
So, Chuck, what's the plans for the 100th celebration?
It's on June the 17th, which is a Saturday. It will be essentially a day-long function. I know that there is a car show scheduled. I think there are some other activities, and I'm not up to date on where we stand with various groups and so forth but there should be some activities for the kids and interesting things for adults to come out and see the camp and see how it's changed and get a view out over the bluff. You know, if you look down over the bluff, it's 180 feet down to the river, but you can look out and see the farmland out on the other side of the river, and you can look out to the industrial park. There's a great view when you come out there to see it.
That's great. Well, and it is neat that there are still some functions and activities going on in what is still winter, you know? So to be able to have, because you've been having kind of bingo every other month, is that correct? Is kind of what the schedule has been?
That's the way it has been scheduled. I'm not a part of the scheduling. We have other people that are much more knowledgeable about bingo than I am that work out the schedules. But so far, that has worked out fairly well, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, because you've had a lot of other events here, even in the fall. We talked about the Spook Trail and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. We have that in October. It's a four-day event each October and has proven to be very popular. So having bingo that month is definitely out. So
oh, yeah.
That's kind of how it became an every other month event.
And sure.
So we hope that people will come out and have a good time and maybe be a winner. You know, that's the whole idea, I think, is to get your bingo card. And they play a variety of games, you know, just regular bingo or various shapes on the bingo cards, blackout, things like that.
They have a 50-50 pot.
Yeah, they do. They do.
A couple of those, I think,
where, you know, you can win some significant money. The number of people get in, you get half of the pot.
Yeah, it can be super fun. You know, if you've never played bingo before, it's easy to pick up. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, it's just a good time. You know, some.
Where else are you going to go on a rainy, cold night?
Cheap entertainment.
Chili and, yeah.
My wife and I went out last time in their January event, and we ran on to people that we didn't expect to see there, old friends we hadn't seen for some time, had a good conversation with them, got updated on what their families were doing. So it's just a good, fun time.
Yeah, absolutely. All ages. And you know, it's a good, you know, kind of family activity to go out and enjoy.
It is. It is. We hope that a lot of people will want to come out and see what it's all about. Hope they get the same enjoyment that other people who have come previously have.
Yeah, so 6 o'clock is when everything kind of gets underway, right?
Yes, that is correct.
Good deal. And you can even get dinner there with the chili and all.
Yes, you could.
Make a night of it.
That's excellent. Well, that's another good reminder. And hey, sunset doesn't set till 6:23 tonight, so you can still get a view even if you get there at 6 or a little bit before.
It's worth it. It's worth traveling up there to see.
Yeah, it's a nice view out there.
And how long have you been involved, Chuck, with the camp? Do you want to say a little while?
Since the early 1970s.
Wow, that's great. Well, I'm sure you've gotten to see a lot of some changes and that sort of thing, and some progress, of course.
And that's true. It has changed a lot since I became first involved.
Well, we just found here in the studio, I ran across this the other day, we've got this 1955 book about the history of the camp, which I need to read now. But it's got, this is over 100 pages here. So there's a lot of history here.
There definitely is. I have that book, and I have read it, and it is very interesting.
Yeah, someone put a lot of time and effort into getting all this written down.
Well, they certainly did, and when they did that, they didn't have computer imaging, and you couldn't make a copy of something right away.
Razor blades.
Yeah. It really was cut and paste. Yep.
No, this is great. This is really cool. So, another resource that we're lucky to have in the community. And Denise, of course, I appreciate you bringing another person in to highlight and everything. So, that's great. Anything else that you want to share, sir?
Just that I hope that people will come out. I hope people will get enthused about what is going on in Coffeyville. The Chamber of Commerce has their business over breakfast the first Wednesday of each month. And if you go to that, find out there is a lot going on in this community that a lot of people don't realize how much activity that there is.
There actually is.
Yeah,
right.
People say, oh, there's nothing to do. Oh, there's a lot to do.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, it's all about, getting out in the community. We talk a lot about the importance of volunteering, but, it really is, important. Participate in some of these functions. Don't just go home and watch TV. There's a lot of stuff to do and, build those, bonds with your fellow man in the community, because it's really important, and it's how we grow all together.
Well, it's a great way to help. If you're going to sit at home and not participate, these, things will go away.
Yes.
We need contributions, but we need people to be involved.
Right. Absolutely.
Speaking of which, if anyone is interested in actually, maybe volunteering with Cedar Bluff, is there someone they can talk to? Are you looking for more volunteers now?
Oh, absolutely. We're looking for more volunteers, people to serve on the board or on various committees and so forth. And they could contact me. My phone number is 620-515-0606.
Good deal. Yeah, because someone perhaps maybe they went to Cedar Bluff as a kid, and it's kind of cool. You get to relive some of those experiences and help out a little bit. Maybe someone's retired, that sort of thing. Just find your niche to give back, because there's so many different places that people may be called to help out with, and this is definitely a good opportunity.
I don't know if he wanted me to give out his phone number or not, but the president of our board
yeah,
is
go
Bob,
ahead and give
is,
it out.
Is Bob, it's Bob Volsky, and his number is 620-515-5586.
And everybody called Bob this morning, and
he tell him you heard this on the
radio. Right?
Yeah. let him blow his phone up.
That's right.
With messages about, hey, I heard on the radio that Cedar Bluff Camp and the bingo night was getting promoted.
Hey, excellent. Well, yeah, no, it's open line. We're used to throwing out phone numbers, so that's what it's all about. So. Good deal. Well, I appreciate you coming on, sir. It's good to meet you. And, we definitely need to make it out to bingo. It's going to be a good time.
Hope to see you there.
All righty. Well, anything else, Denise, you need to share with us?
No, I'm done for the day.
Okay. So. Well, good deal. Well, another good update. And, we've got open line coming up. So that'll be in just a few minutes here. We'll get started with that right after the news. So that is on the way. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. We'll be back in a moment.